This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us here if you want. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Ian and Will in the studio with you. Johnson will be joining us shortly. Hey, Will.
How you doing?
Good, man. I put out some really big news today over at freekeen.com. And that is that Ron Paul, that's right, the Ron Paul, the Libertarian presidential candidate, Ron Paul, has officially signed the Shire Society Declaration, which I'm very excited about because we being a group of activists based in New Hampshire, created the Shire Society Declaration back in 2010, and it was a group effort. We threw in a bunch of ideas on what was then the Free Keen forums, which are now the Shire Society forums, that you actually just joined recently, Will.
Yeah.
And that's where, in fact, the original thread where we put this thing together is still there for anybody that wants to go and see kind of how this was done. It was influenced heavily by L. Neil Smith's writings. He actually had written something very, very similar to it, and we based it off of that and made some what we considered to be important tweaks. And L. Neil Smith got mad about it, but too bad for him because we put it out there anyway. And Davi Barker, who you know very well, the Muslim agorist, one of your partners over at Muslims for Liberty, he's also a very talented artist, and he did the calligraphy work with the fancy calligraphy pen on hemp paper, so you know, a proper kind of setup for a document that people would be signing, a historic document like this. And he did like two foot by 3 foot size, maybe rough, a little less than 2 foot size. Poster-size kind of declarations. And for those who haven't read it, you can go to ShireSociety.com. It's basically a personal declaration of independence from the whole idea of the state. So it's you leaving the state society and joining this decentralized group of people who believe in liberty and peace and the Shire Society. So you can go to ShireSociety.com. You can see it for yourself there. You can actually see high-resolution photos of the original two signed documents. You actually, Will, just within the last week, received one of the two original.
Yes.
The one that's framed. There's one that's not framed. It's just rolled up in a box somewhere.
Yeah, we have the framed original. It is, when you go to churches, usually there's like a cross or the logo for the church or whatever is on the pulpit.
Right.
And in our interfaith space that we use either for interfaith events or for like the local Quakers to come use for their, instead of having a cross on the front of the pulpit, it's a framed copy of the Shire Declaration.
Right. The original one was signed at the Porcupine Freedom Festival back in 2010 by dozens of people. And then since then, Davi, because we ran out of room. I mean, we filled up the two full-size things. So people have been signing them online just sort of by leaving their name in the comment section over at ShireSociety.com. Others who maybe don't want to draw attention to themselves have simply signed it on their own personal time in their own place or in their mind. So you don't have to be on the record. There's no record.
Yeah.
There's no record keeping here. If you want to be public about it, you can be.
We're Liberty folks. There's no record keeping here.
Right. And so... So recently, it was September, late September, there was a conference. We actually advertised the conference on Free Talk Live, but we weren't attending it. Maybe we'll go next year. But we weren't able to attend it. And it was called the Nexus Conference. It happened in, I think, Aspen, Colorado. And it seems like, based on their website, it was kind of like a libertarian blockchain conference. Maybe more libertarian than most Bitcoin conferences, and Bitcoin conferences tend to skew pretty
libertarian.
Pretty liberty-friendly. And they actually had Ron Paul, the Ron Paul, as one of their guest speakers at this event. So this is a big deal, like a big event. And after Ron Paul had finished speaking, You know, he had his handlers, and this is what I was told by the witnesses who saw this happen. He had his handlers who were, you know, going to try to get him out of there or whatever, and apparently it was raining outside, so they couldn't go out the back door, so he came out sort of through the auditorium, through the audience, and Stone, who is one of the, I guess, early, I guess you could call him an early mover, a temporary mover. He didn't end up staying in New Hampshire, but he did stay in New Hampshire for a period of time.
Maybe he'll be back.
Living here in the Keene area. There's a good chance that some people come back over time. But Stone was there, and he had a copy of the Shire Society Declaration, because Davi had made a bunch of, I think maybe a couple dozen, kind of smaller replicas of the original Declaration, with, again, the calligraphy and the
hip paper. More than that, you can buy them, like, rolled up, and they come, I think, with, like, a black and yellow pen or something like that that comes with it that you can buy on his website.
I actually tried to go to his website today, and it's down. I would have given that site out, but it's right now there's nothing that comes up. But you could buy it. You're absolutely...
NoMuslimAgorist.com?
You can go there, but it's completely blank.
Oh, ShinyBadges.com.
But if you go to ShinyBadges.com, it forwards you to Muslim Agorist, and it's completely blank. There's nothing there. So I don't know what's happened. I don't know if he knows that his site is down. I didn't have a chance to reach out to him to ask him about that. But, yes, you're correct, Will. At one time, you could purchase these things. I don't know if they're still available directly through him, but they're a limited edition. And so Stone had gotten one of them. And I guess throughout the weekend at this conference, he was having different people sign it. So Roger Ver from Bitcoin.com, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, he put his name, his signature down on this very same declaration. And so when Ron Paul came off the stage, Stone, you know, unrolled the declaration and then asked him if he would, you know, take a look at it, if he was willing to sign it. And apparently Ron Paul, after looking at it, he said, sure, I agree with all of this, and then signed his name to the Shire Society Declaration. If you don't believe me, there's photographic evidence of it posted right now over at freekeen.com. In fact, the reason why it took me a while to actually put this news out there, because, again, it happened in late September, the reason why it took 3 months is because I wanted the guy who had this stone, I wanted him to send me pictures of his signature, because the pictures that Derek Slopey took, who was one of the witnesses, and, you know, I trust Derek. I think he's a really great guy that runs agorishosting.com.
Love Derek.
And, but just, you know, because the internet's going to question the, it happened so fast that all the photos that Derek got were from behind Ron Paul signing. So if all you were to go by was the pictures, and if you didn't know Derek, you might think, oh, well, they got some white-haired old guy to sign the Shire Society Declaration, because you can't really tell for sure it's Ron Paul.
Well, maybe the show is big enough, has a big enough reach, that somebody who knows Ron Paul is listening now. And then, you know, we might get lucky and he called the show and be like, hey,
talked to him before.
I'm here, and yes, it was me, and I did sign it.
I think Mark actually said he's doing interviews about something, and we're trying to book Ron Paul again here. But again, there's plenty of evidence, because now we actually have photos of his signature on the document. We got photos of him on the day in question signing the document, and witness testimony. So it's official. Ron Paul has joined the Shire Society, has signed the Shire Society Declaration. And as I said on my post on social media about this, this is going to be impossible to top. I mean, how do you top as far as potential people signing the Shire Society Declaration and declaring their independence from the idea of the state? How do you top Ron Paul? I don't think you can. I don't think there's anybody out there. Ron Paul's number one.
As far as
like libertarian celebrity.
As far as like being influential over the course of the last 30 years.
Ron Paul's number one.
Yeah.
So
number one.
We can't top it. And how awesome. I mean, what an honor to have him sign it. I don't think that anybody, when we created the Shire Society Declaration, ever envisioned Ron Paul signing this thing. But here we are, 7 years later, and it actually happened. So see it for yourself over at freekeen.com. It is the latest story that I posted there. I just think it's fantastic. It's great news, and that's what I wanted to start out the show sharing with you, because we're going to get into some not-so-great news coming up here, specifically the story that I mentioned last night. And then we're going to talk about Sharia law and the cryptocurrency craze. And I know, Will, that's what you want to discuss here this evening. But last night I promised an update on what was happening in Canada with the folks who you may know as the Prince of Pot and his lovely wife, Jody and Mark Emery. They have been sentenced in their case in Toronto, and they pled guilty I'll tell you what the sentence was. It's not good. We're going to get into it coming up here. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And what did they do? They opened so-called illegal marijuana dispensaries. And we'll tell you more about it coming up here on Free Talk Live. You can join us at 855-450-FREE.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Passies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. At Skype username LRN.FM. And coming up in a couple months from now, Anarchapulco is back in Acapulco, Mexico, February 15th through the 18th. I had the pleasure of going to Anarchapulco for the first time this year, and man, what a great event. Hundreds of liberty-minded folks there hanging out, networking, parties. There's bands that play, and this year they're going to have Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and more. Some of the great speakers you can look forward to seeing: G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. You can go to anarchapulco.com to get registered there. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that will get you 10% off of your tickets, which include access to Cryptopulco. That's the final day of the event, again, February 15th through the 18th. At Cryptopulco, you will hear all speeches based on cryptocurrency, and then there are other events that you can add into your ticket price as well. So head over to anarchapulco.com, making anarchy great again. Use code FTL and get yourself 10% off. We are updating you on what's happened with Jody and Mark Emmer. We had both of those folks on the show over the years a number of times, as Mark Emery was prosecuted, as you may recall, for selling seeds. Now, the thing is, he was selling seeds from Canada, but yet the Canadian government cooperated with the United States government, arrested Mark in Canada, and then cooperated with his extradition from Canada into the United States, where he was then found guilty and spent 5 years of his life in prison, where they did everything they could to keep him as far away from his wife in Vancouver as possible. So rather than holding him in SeaTac prison in Seattle, Washington, or in Washington State, they held him in, like, Mississippi. So you really couldn't get much further away as far as, you know, holding a loved one and making somebody who cares about you have to travel, you know, more than 1,000 miles to come see that person. That's what the federal government did to him. After spending 5 years in prison, he was released. And you would think that after spending 5 years in prison, that your typical activist would be pretty burned out, that they would be like, yeah, I'm done with my civil disobedience. Not Mark Emery. No, he wasn't done. In fact, he and his wife, Jody, they were involved with a group of people who opened up Cannabis Culture. You may not know Cannabis Culture. It's the old competitor to High Times magazines, the Canadian version, basically, of High Times.
I remember those. Right. They were just as good.
These are the publishers. These are the folks. Yeah, Cannabis Culture was great because they backed Ron Paul in his political campaigns. Mark Emery took a lot of the money that he earned from selling seeds and running Cannabis Culture, and he donated it to marijuana legalization movements, not just in Canada, but across the United States, which is why the DEA wanted him bad. Because he was, like, basically public enemy number one as far as somebody funding the end of the war on pot. So what did they do after he gets out of prison? Well, a couple few years later, they throw the doors open on multiple pot shops in different cities, Toronto, Montreal. They swing open the doors. Now, remember, you may have heard the news that Canada is looking at legalization of cannabis. So, given the idea that, okay, well, legalization's coming, what their point was, well, why should we wait? Why should we wait for these politicians to get this done? We know that it's coming. Let's just start selling marijuana to people out on the streets. And so they rented facilities. They stocked those facilities with cannabis. They opened the doors, and they literally had lines around the block of people who wanted to come out, who were willing to come out in public. And
criminals.
And be seen buying pot.
Lines of criminals, and they're criminals. They broke the law.
They were then arrested, because even though the government's supposedly legalizing it, until they pass their precious laws, those cops will enforce them until the very ends of the earth. Until the actual word of the law is changed, until the statutes, or whatever they're called in Canada, the Royal Code, I don't know what they call it, until it's actually changed, those cops are going to continue to destroy people's lives as much as they possibly can. And the prosecutors are going to go along with it. Here's a story from CBC, the government's own news agency in Canada. Prominent pot activists Jody and Mark Emery have pleaded guilty to a number of drug-related charges in a Toronto court, which fined them $195,000 each. For this, according to Jody Emery, the pair also received 2 years of probation and cannot participate in the running of illegal marijuana dispensaries. I suspect they also can't participate in legal ones. But going on here, three others charged in the case were also sentenced to pay fines, but 17 more had their charges withdrawn as part of a deal. Mark Emery, the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot.
They snitched, basically. For running. Did they all the people who got off turnstated evidence?
No, I think the deal was that Mark goes down. I'm just going to guess. The deal was that Mark was willing to go down in return for the rest of
them. For the rest of them,
Because they were all working together. It was a public operation. This wasn't like an underground marijuana deal. They literally were throwing the doors open on retail locations
like
legally. Well, CannaSense is was a U.S.-based health care company sending cannabis to medicinal users.
Yeah.
This was just anybody who's over 18 could walk in, or 21 or whatever, and buy marijuana from stores open to the public. Emery, who pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana for the purpose of trafficking and trafficking marijuana and possession of proceeds of crime of more than $5,000, he said, "I even offered to go to jail for a year." Jody Emery pleaded guilty to possession of marijuana for the purposes of trafficking and possession of proceeds of crime over $5,000. All other charges were dropped, and the judge accepted a joint recommendation for sentencing the couple. Each of them must pay a $150,000 fine plus a $45,000 victim surcharge. Who was the victim in this particular case? I'd like the victim to please be identified, because I'd like to call the victim to the stand and ask them exactly how they were victimized.
Show me on the doll where Mark hurt you.
Yeah. So $45,000 surcharge, totaling $195,000 each. And again, the 2 years probation with conditions to keep the peace and be of good behavior and not to participate directly or indirectly in any illegal marijuana dispensaries. Mark said at the time, quote, "I think this fine is extraordinarily high. I even offered to go to jail for a year.
For real?
But they weren't interested." Jody Emery told the judge she knew what she was doing was illegal, but was hoping in the future it would be legal. She said, quote, "We thought we could make a really big impact on what legalization should look like," she said. "The federal government is set to legalize recreational marijuana in July of 2018, but its sale has been left up to the provinces. In Ontario, for example, marijuana will be sold by the provincial government in a series of dedicated stores similar to how it sells liquor." The prosecution read out an agreed statement of facts Monday that showed the substantial amount of cash earned at the numerous dispensaries. Quote, "Mark and Jody Emery had established a sophisticated franchise model with the goal of operating dispensaries all across Canada." Now, obviously, the government can't have this. I mean, if the government's planning on running their own marijuana dispensaries, you can't just have the king of pot or the prince of pot come to town and swing the doors open a year before the government's ready to do it. I mean, they showed them up at their own game, and now they've been attacked by the legal system. $195,000 fine. Jody has posted on her Facebook and Twitter today. She doesn't know what to do about this. How is she going to pay this fine? They are not wealthy people. They've given away most of what they've earned. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up what you want as Bitcoin price plummeting. As we are speaking, the Bitcoin core price, I should say, below 17,000 now. But Bitcoin Cash, on the other hand, shooting up over $3,300, a record high U.S. dollar value price for Bitcoin Cash. Not a record if you compare it to the price of a Bitcoin, but that both of those are...
You Free Talk Live hosts are just in the pocket of Roger Ver. I mean, obviously, you're controlling these prices.
I only like Bitcoin Cash when it's making me money.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been critical of some of the things I don't much care for, you know, out there in the cryptocurrency world, and Roger and I don't agree on absolutely everything, but I think that Roger's vision is a pure libertarian vision for cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I agree.
And he does a great job promoting it out there. And I think that Bitcoin Cash should do well. It deserves to do better than Bitcoin. Bitcoin is messed up. Bitcoin Core is, the BTC is not working the way it was originally intended.
No.
And Bitcoin Cash is. So good for the market for finally starting to maybe see this. We'll see if it's temporary, if it's, you know, going to fall back down soon, or if it's going to stay at this level of the 3,300.
To give you an idea, 4 hours ago I put $100 in Bitcoin Cash, and now I have $142.
Not bad for 4 hours work, or sitting there.
Work.
Let me go
to
your calls.
I don't work anymore.
I got more about work. The situation in Canada with Jody and Mark Emery pleading guilty to... selling marijuana, basically, and now with almost $200,000 in fines each to pay to the Canadian government. We'll tell you more about that coming up. But let's go to Jason. He's in Massachusetts. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Will.
How are you guys doing? How's everything
Hi, Jason.
Going tonight?
Go ahead with your thoughts. We're great.
Listen, you know, you guys love Roger Ver, but I just want to quickly ask you a question. What do you guys feel about mining being completely centralized and in the hands of just a few people?
I mean, I've heard that claim, but I don't know if I believe it. I mean, there are mining pools out there which involve thousands of people.
The mining, so that's completely unfactual. So the miners that work on Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, for that matter, or Bcash, don't say that in front of Roger Ver, but the miners that work on it have to have a lot of money, and they pretty much set up giant warehouses and create, economies of scale and make it so that pretty much the hands of all the mining, which means the central bank of all transactions, has to pass through only a few hands. And
no, when you say few means three, and there's far more than three mining pools that are mining Bitcoin Core and Bitcoin Cash. So I don't agree with you, and in fact, I'm involved in Bitcoin mining as well. I'm mining Bitcoin Cash at the moment, and if you go to pool.bitcoin.com, I think you can get into that mining pool for as cheap as a few hundred bucks. So, I mean, this is not out of the reach of the average person. Huh?
But you're in a, there's also more than one investment bank, and there's many, many banks, but that doesn't mean that they don't dominate the market. So that's like saying, oh, well, it's okay to support Goldman Sachs because, you know, the local bank down the street exists too. But let's move beyond that, because obviously you're a Roger Ver fan, and I don't, you know, you like Goldman Sachs, I get it, but...
I think you're putting words in my mouth. I've never been involved with Goldman Sachs. I don't know anything really about them except
that is the analogy of, there are many banks, but there are some really big, powerful banks.
What does whether or not there are centralized mining pools have to do with Roger Ver? He's one man who bought some Bitcoin in the past.
So here's the thing. I mean, what I did call to talk about tonight is a company or a coin called Bitcoin.
Well, hold on one moment. You know Roger Ver didn't, like, create Bitcoin, right? Like, he's just a guy who bought a bunch of Bitcoin and has, since he did that, been spending his own money promoting the hell out of Bitcoin as a cryptocurrency all around the world. Roger Ver has done more for cryptocurrency promotion than any other human being that I know of on the planet. So, he's not a perfect person. Everybody has their issues. But for all the hate directed towards him, I gotta say, I don't understand it, dude. What's your problem with the man?
Well, my issue is, if he had waited for the Lightning Network, the scaling problem would have been taken care
of. When's the Lightning Network coming? Because we're all going to wait until Bitcoin dies, apparently.
The Lightning Network was just tested between Bitcoin and Litecoin.
Cool, man. So when's it coming?
How imminent?
What's it mean to be imminent? Does that mean next week?
So let me ask you a
question. Next month?
There's a better solution. Let me ask you a really good question, okay? And answer this for me. If you're going to scale block, which means that every time you increase block size, you're going to exponentially increase the power of those block size to process transactions. Okay.
You're referring to I got to explain for just a moment here. You can get your question out in a moment. You have to remember, we're doing a radio show, which means that there are people listening who don't know anything about block size and all the techno garble that, is easy to spew out on this topic. Blocks are the building blocks, if you will, of the blockchain, which is where data about transactions on Bitcoin's network or Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash network, or other cryptocurrencies like Dash and many others, where the information about those transactions are stored. What you're referring to is a debate that has gone on over the appropriate way to scale cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin that had become full of transactions. Their network had been loaded to the max with transactions. Some people, and Roger Ver was one of those people, supported the idea of increasing the so-called block size from 1 megabyte to more than one. Some people said 8, some people said 2. Others said, no, don't ever increase the block size. We need to do other things like this Lightning Network that you suggested. So now go ahead with the rest of your question.
Okay, so basically my question is this, right? The Lightning Network, so if you go on to explain what the Lightning Network is, it's basically a network that lays on top of the actual algorithm itself, and it allows everything you do on it to be exponentially greater, just to put it in simplified terms. So if you increase the block size, as Roger Ver says he wants to do, after Lightning Network comes, you actually get an exponential increase to each block, each size increase that you apply to the block, right?
So I don't know anything about it. I'm taking your word for it, but go ahead.
So you can take my word for it, and anybody else is welcome to look up the Lightning Network, use Google, right? Yeah. And anybody who looks it up right now will find that it is imminently happening, like within the next
Great.
3 months.
Roll it out. Looking forward to it.
And
I really hope that they can fix this thing because it is a broke ass bitch.
So let me ask you a question, right? So this thing is coming. The majority of the development community, including a lot of other people who were in Bitcoin before Roger Ver as developers, as well as a lot of people who came after, as well as a lot of people who don't own mining companies and have mining interests, because it's great that he spent a lot of money. But when you spend a dollar to make 10, and you control that much of the mining pool, and you force a fork upon the Bitcoin core community that they don't agree with because they're saying, wait a second, Lightning Network's on the way.
Well, hold on one moment here. How can you say what the Bitcoin community supports? There are clearly
Bitcoin
people
core.
Who
I
like
said,
Bitcoin.
I said the Bitcoin core community, okay? So if you
okay,
wanna,
well, because right now there's $50 billion worth of value in the Bitcoin Cash blockchain that didn't exist before. And so clearly there are a lot of people that value the idea. Yeah, I'd like to finish my statement. It's clear that there are a lot of people who support the idea of having a Bitcoin that actually can be spent, a Bitcoin that can actually be spent for very, very low fees, and have it now rather than having to wait until some programmers rain down the Lightning Network upon us at some distant point in the future.
But the difference is, then, why aren't the rest of the developers who have put in just as much time, many of them, or more than Roger Ver, not following him?
Argumentum ad populum. Just because some of the developers aren't doing what you want them to do, just because some of the developers are on, you know, this one side versus the other, doesn't mean there aren't developers who support Bitcoin Cash. If you look, in fact, Gavin Andreessen, the very individual who Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, handed the keys to the kingdom over to, I think in what, 2010 or 2011, right around when Satoshi disappeared, he turned over the keys to Gavin Andreessen. Guess who's working on Bitcoin Cash now? Gavin Andreessen is working on Bitcoin Cash. So, in my opinion, he's one of the most important developers of Bitcoin of all time. There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The Crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The Crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We had a guy on the line who was real upset, I guess, about Roger Ver and Bitcoin Cash and, you know, calling us shills for Roger Ver or whatever. And yes, Bitcoin.com is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, but I've never been told what opinion to have. We're just promoting Bitcoin.com as a place people can go to learn about Bitcoin. I can have whatever opinions about Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin Core that I want to. And my opinion is that Bitcoin Core, the sort of original, if you want to call it that, even though it's not really anymore, but, you know, that version of Bitcoin, is messed up. The fees, our median fee to send this thing, send any amount, is going to typically hit you for about $15 right now.
$30 today. That's what
for
I was
you?
Paying. Yeah.
And it did it.
$30.
Yeah. And it used to be like maybe 2 cents.
And that was for a $160 transaction.
Correct. Now it could have been $30 for a $30 transaction, yep, or a $50 transaction. Again, the amount, the size of the transaction doesn't really matter. But so if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, do go to Bitcoin.com. And trades, yes, they do have a Bitcoin pool.
Trades cost me $19 today.
It's crazy. Yes, you can get involved in the Bitcoin.com mining pool. You choose. Do you want to back Bitcoin Core? Do you want to back Bitcoin Cash? Do you want to do them both? You can do that. You can have one mining contract for each one of them. So it's up to you if you want to get into mining it. Go to pool.bitcoin.com to do that. Once again, that's bitcoin.com. Dude dropped off during the break. I was willing to bring him back on. I know he said he wanted to get to some kind of a point about Vertcoin, which you happen to be a fan of,
yeah.
I believe, Will.
Well, they're also a sponsor of our new upcoming move to afternoons.
Your show, The Call to Freedom, on
yes.
LRN.FM. But the dude was like really hot and heavy against us for being, you know, supporters of Roger Ver. And Roger Ver has a long time been a supporter of Free Talk Live. Roger Ver was a supporter of this show from before the time that Bitcoin was a thing. Roger has long time been a sponsor back when he was a memory manufacturer. He ran a company called Memory Dealers out of Japan, and he was actually advertising that with us, even though I don't think he ever got a single memory order because it was like a it was a business-to-business kind of thing. He was looking for wholesalers, those you know people who need to order thousands of sticks of RAM, not two. That was the kind of business that that he was running, and he was advertising here before he got into cryptocurrency. But just, you know, I guess a little bit further thought on kind of that discussion we were having there about Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin Core. We just heard the news literally just before the show started tonight that Coinbase, the world's largest, I don't know if it's the largest, but it's big. I mean, it's a mega company when it comes to cryptocurrency with I don't know how many millions of accounts. But Coinbase is humongous. Just today, apparently, they added Bitcoin Cash to their website. Now, keep in mind, this is like a week or less since blockchain.info, one of the other longest running, biggest, most influential wallet companies, Bitcoin wallet companies out there. They added full support for Bitcoin Cash last week. Then BitPay, another mega company that helps people accept Bitcoins on their website. And it had always just been Bitcoin only or Bitcoin Core only. BitPay announced that they're going to be rolling out more cryptocurrency support, starting with Bitcoin Cash. And now you've got Coinbase flipping on Bitcoin Cash. I mean, all the while, this guy's on our phone lines talking about how nobody likes Bitcoin Cash. Well, if nobody liked Bitcoin Cash, it wouldn't be worth over $3,000 per Bitcoin Cash, and it wouldn't be added to all these different websites that are supporting it out there. The reason why people want Bitcoin Cash is because it actually works like Bitcoin used to work, meaning 2 cent transaction fees, 3 cent transaction fees.
To be fair, so does the coin that he was calling in that he said he wanted to talk about. Vertcoin also
sure,
has,
but it doesn't have the distribution.
Super quick, exactly. It doesn't have the ad. Well, that's part of what our jobs is to
good
do.
Good luck and, getting there because you know. Bitcoin's got a 9-year head start all of these other currencies.
And now, basically, so does Bitcoin Cash.
Exactly, yeah. Because when Bitcoin
because
forked,
the branding.
No, but no, because when it the branding's one thing,
branding.
But when it forked. Remember, when Bitcoin forked, it was the first time it ever happened in August of this year. On August 1st, Bitcoin became two competing forms of Bitcoin. And at the moment that happened, the 16.7 million or 16.5 million or whatever the number was at the time, Bitcoins that existed on the Bitcoin blockchain then also were copied over to the new Bitcoin Cash blockchain.
Yeah.
So every single person who had a Bitcoin wallet all of a sudden had Bitcoin Cash. I think you read a post from a demo. I don't know if it was on there. I think it was,
yeah.
But he posted on his Facebook profile.
Why do I suddenly have all this Bitcoin Cash, you know?
Right.
Thank you, Coinbase.
He didn't even know he had it. And he just logged into Coinbase, and there's $300 worth of Bitcoin Cash.
Well, I'm looking at numbers right now at CoinMarketCap, and versus the U.S. dollar, there's been a 48% up.
In one day.
In one day, yeah. And versus Bitcoin, a 72.5% increase.
Bitcoin went up 72%?
No, no, no.
Bitcoin
no.
went down.
No, no. Bitcoin Cash versus the U.S. dollar,
the dollar.
Is 48%.
Right.
But Bitcoin Cash versus Bitcoin is 72.5%,
wow.
Almost 72.6%.
So, I mean, people are obviously interested in this, and I want to see Bitcoin Core work. I really do.
Yeah.
Please, bring out the Lightning Network. Show us how wonderful of a technology this is, because all we hear from its supporters are, it's right around the corner. Look, they tested it. See? There it is. And maybe they are about to unfurl, you know, pull the curtain back and, you know, show what this Lightning Network is. But then again, I hear other things about this Lightning Network. Now, it's hard to know who to believe. Okay, so I don't know what the truth is, but I heard recently from somebody who's sounded like a Lightning supporter. I think it was Chris Reitman, our Thursday night co-host here. He had told me that there's, or maybe it was him. Anyway, somebody told me you have to, like, set up a payment channel. So, Johnson, apparently on the Lightning Network, if I want to pay you for some work that you've done, we first need to set up a payment channel between us on this Lightning Network. And apparently there's a cost.
Much like Lightning. Lightning actually sets up negative ions in the atmosphere.
On the Earth, right?
And then, you know, the positive, you know, it's like a sort of like channel of negative ions, and then all the energy flows through that
channel.
Right,
and it comes, actually comes from the Earth, right? And
right.
goes to the sky.
Yeah.
But apparently you've got to pay, I don't know if they said it was like $7 or something like that to set up this payment channel. And I'm like, if
that
that's true,
stupid.
Right, if that's true, it sounds really bureaucratic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go into Corner News, the local, because the whole claim was that, oh, you want to buy a cup of coffee, just wait till the Lightning Network. So wait, I'm supposed to go to the Corner News shop here in Keene, which takes Bitcoin for, you know, rolling papers, cigarettes, whatever, pipes. And then I've got to go through some sort of clunky process to, or maybe it's real easy, smooth, and streamlined, I don't know, but it sounds like it's going to be more steps to get a payment channel set up before I can actually send a payment, so I'm going to have to pay $7 in order so I can pay $2 for a pack of rolling papers?
It's not actually $7, you're just thinking of it in terms of, you know, the Federal Reserve note, that fiat currency. It's actually a percentage of a percentage of a Bitcoin, so... I mean, don't worry about it. It's $7 now, but when Bitcoin goes up in value after the Lightning Network, you know, launches, don't worry, it'll be
$14.
It'll be $40 in the near future. So you'll just pay $40 to, you know, establish this payment channel,
so it's a single
to get a
time
cup of coffee.
Well, you know, I mean, if I had to choose between Bitcoin Core, which charged me today, I was literally doing. Purposefully trading out of Bitcoin in single transactions into another currency before I did all the rest of my transactions, because it would have cost me $19 a trade to buy the number, and you know, like, you know how I do five or six currencies at a time that I'm working with, and it would have cost me $120, $140 in transfer fees. So I literally had to transfer all of the Bitcoin once, and that cost me $30, and then transfer it out of Bitcoin into all of it at the same time into another currency. So it cost me $60, and I didn't buy anything. I didn't do anything.
Why don't you just wait? The guy said, why don't you just wait until Lightning Network comes along?
Right.
It's coming right around the corner.
But all I did was move my own Bitcoin from an exchange to my own wallet, and then from one type of currency into another. And those two things, it cost me $60.
Right. And his question was, well, why couldn't the people who supported Bitcoin Cash just wait until Lightning Network? Because the people who supported Bitcoin Cash didn't want to see those changes added to Bitcoin. They forked off of Bitcoin before SegWit, the segregated witness, which was another big supposed fix for Bitcoin, hasn't fixed crap. It maybe reduced fees by 25%, but that's nothing when it comes to $40 fees. They're still ridiculous fees. So why not wait till Lightning? They didn't want it. They wanted a Bitcoin that behaved like Bitcoin always behaved. So they forked into Bitcoin Cash, and then all these other changes came onto the Bitcoin Core blockchain that many of those who support Bitcoin Cash weren't in support of. So, you know, let the market decide. All your caterwauling and complaining out there about Bitcoin Cash is not going to make it go away. And you can call in and call us names, you know, you can call us lackeys or whatever. I want what works. Just so you know, I'm not out pimping Bitcoin Cash on the streets. I'm introducing business owners to Dash because Dash got there first. Dash was in retail before Bitcoin Cash was. And that's not to say I wouldn't support Bitcoin Cash, but right now I'm not.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.